Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Stradivarius violin is considered the best in the world. Most musicians never get a chance to play instruments of its caliber. But tonight, a Boston Chamber Orchestra will live out that dream on stage. WBUR's Amelia Mason was there as a few of the performers test drove a Stradivarius and other rare violins.
Sunlight filters through tall windows at Rooning & Son Violins in Brookline as Clara Kim tries out a Stradivarius violin. It's the first time Kim has ever played an instrument by the 17th century luthier Antonio Stradivari, widely considered the greatest maker of all time. Today, some of his violins fetch in the tens of millions of dollars.
Wow, feels expensive.
Sitting on a couch are two other violinists, also here to select rare instruments to play. They reverently handle the dozen violins displayed around the room, all by 17th and 18th century Italian makers. Violinist Annie Rabat finds herself drawn to a violin by Carlo Bergonzi.
I feel like it leans in. If I lean in, it responds. If I lean away, it just continues to ring.
Tonight, the players will take the stage at Jordan Hall with the Boston-based chamber orchestra A Far Cry. Every musician will be playing a rare instrument on loan from Rooning & Son. It's the second time the group has performed on instruments from Rooning's collection. A Far Cry executive director Grace Kennerly remembers the first time she heard the orchestra play on some of these instruments during a dress rehearsal for the original concert in February of 2020.
And they played the opening phrase of the first movement of the Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings. And the foundation and depth of the bass supporting and then coming up through the violins, which were just spinning out into the hall, was insane. And to hear them turn the dial up to 11, not to make a Spinal Tap reference, was just, I mean, my jaw dropped.
Rooning & Son is cagey about revealing the dollar value of individual instruments, but estimates the 18 instruments on stage will be worth a collective $100 million. These instruments are more expensive than they've ever been, thanks to dwindling supply as pieces age and increased demand in a rapidly inflating art and collectibles market. Rabat says they're now completely out of reach for musicians like herself.
It didn't used to be the case that it was completely impossible to own one, but now it's kind of a reality.
All three musicians at the shop on this day agree the violins do live up to the hype, though it can be hard to put your finger on exactly why. Here's violinist Zenis Shu.
There is a bit of a mystery, too, of why do they sound so great? Is it the age? Is it the secrets of the makers?
After a while, he says, you have to accept these questions are sort of unanswerable.
To just kind of sidestep that for a moment and just play it and realize how special the sound is without having a clear answer as to why.
After trying out each violin on display, Shu falls for the Strad. He says he sensed an eagerness in it, an ability to conjure new shades, like he could only paint in primary colors before. And now, a whole dazzling palette opened up. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.